From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie, and welcome to Coast AM. Final hour tonight, Robert Hastings joins us. New revelations about Roswell, but here's what's happening now. New York is the first state in the country to mandate flu vaccinations for its healthcare workers, and the healthcare workers don't like it. The first doses of swine flu vaccine will be available beginning next week. Much of it is reserved for state health care workers, but there is growing opposition to required inoculations. The workers are being told, apparently, to get the shots or lose their jobs. The U.S. Supreme Court has decided whether to strict local and state gun control laws violate the Second Amendment. So they're going to listen to this, ensuring another high-profile battle over the rights of gun owners. The court said it will review a lower court ruling that upheld a handgun ban in Chicago. Gun rights supporters challenged gun laws in Chicago and some suburbs immediately following the high court's decision in June of 2008 that struck down a handgun ban in the District of Columbia, a federal enclave. The new case tests whether last year's ruling applies as well to local and state laws. John Lott, senior research scientist at the University of Maryland, author of a major book on guns, More Guns, Less Crime, The Bias Against Guns. He's on the line with us now. John, what does this mean to all of us with the U.S. Supreme Court looking at this Second Amendment?
Well, it's a major question. It's whether or not the Second Amendment applies to the entire United States in addition to just the District of Columbia. Last year, the Supreme Court said that on federal property, you had a Second Amendment right to be able to own a gun. This says any place outside of federal property, do you have the same right? And it should be a fairly simple question. One thinks that the court will make the same decision, though, again, it will be extremely close, a 5-4 decision. The loss of one of the five justices, who would be replaced by another Sotomayor, would tip it in the other direction. The reason for the 14th Amendment, which brings up this whole case, is that the 14th Amendment was after the Civil War and was to apply the Bill of Rights to the states. And the reason why they did that, the number one reason that was debated in Congress when they voted on the 14th Amendment, was that after the Civil War, southern states were passing laws taking away guns from newly freed blacks. And the notion was it was making them vulnerable to many different types of attacks there. So it would seem, if you read the debate in Congress, if the 14th Amendment, what they call incorporates or applies the Bill of Rights, any part of the Bill of Rights to the states, it would be the Second Amendment. And right now, the Supreme Court has already done it with the First and the Fourth Amendment and many other amendments, but they just have never addressed the issue for the Second.
John Lott, let's look at it two ways. One, if the Supreme Court agrees to simply back up the Second Amendment as they should, but let's say they agree about the rights of gun owners, does that open it all up across the country for people to buy guns, maybe even get concealed weapons?
Well, it's going to be, in lots of these cases, you just take little questions at a time. And this one is, can Chicago ban people owning guns? If the Second Amendment doesn't stop the government from having a complete ban, then the Second Amendment means nothing. And that's all really the Supreme Court answered last year in the Heller case. They just said District of Columbia cannot completely ban an entire class of guns, in that case, handguns. So you would think those would be pretty obvious questions, like what you're bringing up. When it says keep and bear arms, bear means to carry a gun. And the type of question that you raise, you would think, would be fairly straightforward. But you know, there are lots of political issues that are here, and unfortunately, a lot of the ways these things are interpreted have more to do with what party somebody's from. Like, Sotomayor has already made two rulings that deal with the Second Amendment. In both cases, she argued forcefully in the opinion that was written for the court that she did not believe that there was an individual right to self-defense. And when she was questioned in her nomination, she said she could not think of one Supreme Court case that said that there was an individual right to self-defense. I mean, of course, that's false. I mean, there's many of them, but it's going to be a very lively battle.
All right. Thank you, John Lott. We'll continue to monitor this thing. A major, major issue before the U.S. Supreme Court, agreeing to decide whether strict local and state gun control laws violate the Second Amendment. We'll continue to follow this story. U.S. mortgage applications plummeted last week despite the lowest loan rates in 4 months. Still, in another sign that housing will likely recover slowly from its three-year plunge. Home loan applications fell a seasonally adjusted 2.8% in the September 25th week, driven down by a 6.2% drop in demand for purchase loans and less than 1% decline in refinancing requests. A massive tsunami unleashed by a powerful earthquake flattened Samoan villages and swept cars and people.